Hachi Machi, the 2024 Through the Roof Tour is about to launch, baby. Come out and see the boys. It's a stand-up comedy show, and then we answer your garbage questions. You've seen the clips. You know it's a good time. Grab the squad and come see the boys, baby.
Yeah, it starts April 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then April 18th, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. April 19th in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Theater. April 20th at the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Get all those tickets and tickets for all the other cities on the Through the Roof Tour at RUGarbage.com.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that if they're to be classy,
yeah,
or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in the new edition. She's upstairs putting silverware on the microwave.
Okay.
She likes the way it looks.
Okay.
Broad's on medicine. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me, slightly amused
sure,
this week.
Sure.
He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He is an international businessman and my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are
True to Roof.
Cooking. And obviously the greatest website of all time,
www.patreon.com/REGarbage.
You go over there, you get up to a bajillion hours worth of content, gang.
It's a good time. How about a shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic band, makes us all look good, works the ones, twos, threes, and fours. He crosses the T's and he dots the I's. It's T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McMullen, everybody. Come
what
on.
Up, boys?
What up,
yeah?
T-Bone?
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I love this, dude.
Yeah. Good energy.
I mean, call the shaman, grab your barf bucket. We got the Emperor Ayahuasca in here, dude.
Where's that ketamine drip, huh? Gang, the long hair ain't lying. We couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest back with us again today. Mm-hmm. You can hear him every week on his amazing podcast blocks, and he's got a brand new Netflix special out right now called Crazy Good. Give it up for Mr. Neil Brennan, everybody.
Hey.
There he is.
Woo.
There he is. Hey. The legend.
I can feel him coming up with notes during the intro. I feel his fucking brain just being like, dork, hack, too long.
That's probably too mean to say.
Yes.
That's the right amount of mean.
Last time I was here, there was only one fat one. I don't know what's going on.
No. No, there were two.
There's one and a half.
Fellas, I just want to say that all the guys back at the halfway house are rooting for you.
Thank you.
Shout out to Cracker Jack, by the way.
Yeah, tell Lenny we said hello. Give him my regards. Buddy, you look fantastic.
Thank you. I wore my orange. I wore a Izod. That's a Lacoste.
Yeah.
Alligator.
Uh-huh.
Would this be classy?
It is. You also have very rich guy classy glasses that have a slight pink tint to them.
Thank you.
And when he cleans them, I feel like he's going to tell you how you're wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I did clean them.
He busted out this. I was like,
You took a ShamWow out of your wallet.
No, I do carry a... I don't know if that's an old man thing or that's a...
No, all the young cool kids are doing that.
Great.
When you went into your wallet, I thought you were going to take a $100 bill out and just rip it real slow
and
in front
hey,
of
you
us.
Guys don't need to keep doing this. Look, podcast is over.
Whatever
point you thought you were making. Foley, there's a picture of you on the back wall, and you look like a high school offensive lineman who died in a drunk driving accident. If you can please do a cutaway to that.
Sure.
Two of those things are true.
Because, you know, high school linemen aren't big,
no,
but they're just bigger than
the normal guy.
Yeah.
So let me explain the joke more. All right, very good.
He's even giving himself notes.
I know.
I know.
He's a stickler for a good point, this guy.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
If he's got a thought, you're going to hear it.
That's my senior class portrait you're referring to.
He's
1994.
About to get into his football stats real quick.
I played both sides of the line, defensive tackle and offensive tackle, and a little punt return.
Really?
No.
You weren't like returning kicks.
No, I'm joking. I did defensive tackle and offensive tackle, and then D tackle.
It was a small school.
No,
he was homeschooled.
It was 4-on-4.
Did you go to East Stroudsburg?
No, I couldn't get into East Stroudsburg.
All right, that's a sort of...
That's a very Philly...
Oh, yeah.
I was about to go. There in Kutztown were my one and two.
I didn't get into East Stroudsburg or Kutztown.
Oh.
Or King's College. So I went to Widener University. Shout out to
Pride.
I
remember Widener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a Temple man.
Oh, all right. You guys didn't have the class for Towson State?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I think Schumer went to Towson State.
Nice.
In Baltimore or whatever?
Yeah, outside.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Or something.
I was a very, you're going within an hour driving distance. Yeah, of.
We weren't Shippensburg material, I can tell you that.
Where did you go? Did you even go to college?
NYU for a year.
Ooh. Explains the glasses.
And the Saratoga water. Why don't you get the big one?
Listen to me.
Pretty boy.
I wanted you to know this is all right. So
you shop at Whole Foods. We get it, okay?
No.
I've seen sparkling water before.
You asked me what hotel I'm staying at.
Yes.
It's either gonna
staying around the corner.
Okay. All right.
At the Ritz.
Woo.
Whoa.
Okay. There we go.
Couple things about the Ritz.
They don't know I'm there.
They don't. Netflix did a thing where they would only pay for so much of it.
Oh, yeah. You're on a Netflix trip at the moment.
Junket. Now, last week they paid for the whole thing, the whole Ritz. And then this time they're like, we're not fucking doing this again.
Yeah.
So they did the thing where they're like, we'll only pay for part of it. Then I have to do the thing where they kind of call my bluff, and then I go, fine, put me in the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, no. I'm staying here.
So what do you have? One Netflix?
You'll reimburse me.
Are you split? I was going to say, you're going to put that on two cards, the Netflix?
No, I don't know how it's going to work, but it's not that
classic.
That'll
get lost in the shuffle of a big accounting department.
Yeah, guys, I need views is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody checked the numbers real quick.
Yeah.
It's either that or they're going to take his pillows tonight.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
Nice.
That's
And the water was in the room, and then I drank. I killed it yesterday, and then went to the gym and refilled it.
Ah.
See, I don't know if you remember last time your verdict was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much you could walk in both worlds.
Yes. Real day walker.
So you're staying at the Four Seasons, but you're refilling the bottle out of the toilet
from the gym. Yeah. That's correct.
You dip into the snacks up there in the room.
No, I never dip into the snacks.
Because of financial reasons, or
yeah, in fact, this is up your alley. My girlfriend, we met in Thailand. Shut up. Shut up. I said shut up.
I didn't say anything.
Her English is getting there.
Yeah. And so is her dick.
We gotta lose our license if we don't make these jokes.
Listen, big comedy's going to come down on me.
Yeah, we got board members to answer to. We got shareholders in this operation.
Our caseworker's going to come by any minute.
Man, what a life. If you would have told me at some point, I would have told Neil Brennan his girlfriend had a dick.
She pointed out that she knew I wasn't an asshole because I had laundry and I took it to
a
laundromat in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Really?
And she's like, we had to go to a back house.
When you could have just done it at the place.
Yeah,
for
but I'm not
going to
pay $4. First of all, you got to sign it out. it's your commissary or something.
Sure.
You got to sign it in each two socks, four shirts.
Oh,
and then they
really?
Make you do the addition yourself. They go $8 a shirt. How many shirts? And then you have to do it and add it up. It's like, I'm just going to a laundromat.
But you've done that. You've been doing this for a long time. You've been in a Ritz-Carlton.
It's not my first time yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Am I an ambassador in Marriott Bonvoy? I am.
We walked into a 3-star hotel in Ireland and fucking thought we were in Disney World. I was stealing everything.
Yeah, fantastic. How's that shower curtain?
I'm wearing it now.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, little mix of class and trash in there. We had a couple of things that we wanted to hit you with. You know what I mean?
All right, here's another one.
Go ahead.
Worlds. Izod, Lacoste, whatever you want to call it, bought it at an outlet mall 17 years ago. Still wear it.
You got
really?
Clothes that are 17 years old?
Yeah.
Do you wash it or you dry clean it?
I think I wash it, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you have a weekly dry cleaning thing?
No, I don't do dry. I don't dry cleaning... Seems like you're renting the sweater from the dry cleaner.
That's a very, it's a very Seinfeldian thing.
You know
take.
What I mean?
Love it. Yeah.
You're not, it's not clothes. Even your shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go, hey, I dropped it off. You'll steam it and then I'll pay you $13 mm-hmm. and then I'll come get it in 2 days and then mm-hmm. I can wear it once and bring it back. It's like a fucking bowling alley.
You're leasing a sports coat.
Yeah, you're leasing a sports coat from some Asians up the street.
I wanted to point this out, just a little dichotomy.
Plus
of class.
All the upfront costs. Go on. Go on.
The class and trash. You're wearing a t-shirt underneath that.
Yeah.
What's the verdict
is
on that?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I think they
should. It's a colored t-shirt. Yes.
It is a colored t-shirt.
Yeah. It's not a great look. I mean, as a, listen, I'm trash, so it's not. But that
I
is,
can go. It's a trashy cut, too.
What do you, why?
You want to see it?
Yeah.
This is like.
I hope it's a crop top so bad.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Star Wars t-shirt.
We could probably end the show when I,
see,
when
I, don't
I show
think
you
this. This guy's an enigma.
We're going to end the show.
Yeah, that should be worn by itself, I think, with the second button open showing a little chest.
Is it a sleeveless?
Can I stand up?
Yep.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, dude.
Holy shit, what, you got street ball after this?
That's, you look like you got cut out of an N1 mixtape.
You know I can climb telephone poles.
That's.
Hey, if you're down at the West 4th Street courts, look out. The kid's coming down. Holy shit.
You look like a racquetball coach.
I mean, I'll leave it.
What is that?
For he's the got some pipes
got
on
got some pipes
too.
On
for
you.
The thumbnail.
Jesus.
Dunking on grannies at pickleball, dude. Just smashing them.
Wow. I
when
mean,
you, when
the
you,
layers of you.
When you worked the Gravitron at the carnival. Holy shit, man.
That's got real Joe Dirt vibes.
Yeah, you got carny vibes written all over you.
Wow.
They won't give me no fucking overtime. Oh, God.
Oh,
my God. My water just tried to leave.
It's diet soda.
My water couldn't take it no more.
Wow.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah.
You do the laundry at your house? You're doing your laundry? You don't know, you got a lady that comes.
I got a lady.
You got a lady.
But here's what's great and funny about my lady. You know how some like cleaning people will act like meek and shy and like, I am sorry.
Sure.
She makes it very clear, like, you're not better than me.
Uh-huh, I like
and
that.
And she's like, I'm going away for a month. What do you want to do? Like she
here's
doesn't.
Here's the mop, asshole.
Yeah. She goes, you got one of your shirts? Mm-hmm. Put it on. Get to mopping. That's like where I am with it. Like she does.
You're
it.
You're cleaning her house.
Yeah, basically. She's there, but she takes like a lot of time off.
Okay. Hmm. Is she doing the laundry?
Yeah. She doing the sheets and stuff? Yeah. Like she'll come and like redo the whole thing.
Making you dinner? Putting something out
no.
for you? No.
No, I don't. I would like that.
That'd be cool.
But, you know.
It's a nice plate of something.
It seems
when you come
like,
home.
I don't know. It's that's too much. It's so many, you get too many servants, it makes you insane.
It's a very LA thing, though, the private chefs. You always go for whatever.
Also, clearly. If you refer to them as servants.
Yeah. No, you have
it's
to.
It's not the 1800s.
No, they like it. They like it if you call them servants. No, you get too many people like working for you. It's just, it's not good for you. And they all hate your guts.
Sure.
That's the thing that people
can't
that,
stand
like,
this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look at him with the fake laughing.
Genuine laugh. Me and Toby got to clean the bathrooms after you leave.
Yeah, so if you just got to be careful, or not, you don't got to be careful. Just assume they hate your guts.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have anybody that work. I mean, I don't have. I don't have any servants as you refer to them.
Please
as.
Like and subscribe.
Very commercial sip right there. I like that.
Thank you.
Head slide turned to the
yeah,
side.
You're damn right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want to dig a little bit. We want to find a
Let's
couple
dig.
Things.
This is a new one on the show. Do you say Wikipedia or Wikipedia?
Wicca. That's classy.
Wikipedia sounds
We're not sure.
Sounds like you were dropped on your head or something. But I think it is Wikipedia.
It's Wicca.
I went on Wikipedia.
I know,
no,
but it's WikiLeaks.
Different pronunciations.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. Well, whatever. He says it the right way.
You did this last week. You're dumb. This is all because he's on WikiFeet. All right, let's be honest.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't like this narrative you guys.
Oh, yeah, WikiFeet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought
you're playing
I was hoping
too?
Someone
hey,
would
listen,
bring
Mr.
that
Thailand. Don't tell me you don't know WikiFeet.
Look, I paid good money for her.
When's the first time you had Nutella as a kid?
Nutella.
Yes.
Again, this is, I had it in Italy.
Not in your.
No, when I was like 30 something.
Yeah, that was never in the Brennan house.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah. All right. That's good. That's trashy.
Yeah.
I like it. If you, if you're playing Monopoly, what was your go-to piece? Who did you want to be? There is a right and wrong answer to this.
I mean, the hat was good.
Hat's poor people shit.
Really?
Yeah, because you want to be a rich guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
The hat.
Wow, yeah. That you just cut through me. I was like, because that's poor people shit because you want to be a rich guy.
Yeah, you want to wear a top hat.
Yeah. I was over here like, top hat, obviously.
Yeah, it's the classiest answer.
I can only remember the dog and the top hat. I like the ones that, like, one of them goes flush to the board.
The race car.
The iron.
The iron. Yes.
That's servant shit.
Yeah, servant shit.
Wasn't there a lead pipe?
No,
that's Clue.
That's Clue. Okay.
Lead pipe.
I was the noose.
Man, Kippy's getting that money any way he can.
The only two, the classy answers are either the guy on the horse or the thimble. Those are the two classy answers. Everything else is trash.
Yes, thimble. Yeah.
The dog's whack because it's a schnauzer. Nothing against the schnauzer, but it's no good.
But not for nothing. But
not for nothing. That dog's whack.
But we don't love it.
It feels like a retriever or a German Shepherd or something like that.
There's never been somebody who understands us from a distance so much more than Neil Brennan.
I really do.
I got the. You called me or texted me once, and you're like, "Have you seen this HBO documentary about scam artists? It would be right up your alley."
I mean,
and I was like, "I've worked at one of those."
Yeah. Did you guys do the Patreon where you watched it live?
We did it. No, we talked about it though.
Yeah. God damn it.
He's looking for his cut. This guy.
Give me my goddamn money. I got servants and wives to pay for.
Goddamn line producer over here. Kibby, this is Fume.
Shout out to Fume, baby.
As you know, you have one right there in your hand.
Damn.
Gang, if you're trying to give up that hand-to-mouth habit, it can be real tough, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky, Fume makes it easy. No electronics.
Nope.
No charging involved.
Nope.
It couldn't be easier to use. Fume is just air and natural, delicious flavors like white cranberry and crisp mint.
I got to tell you, this thing smells freaking fantastic. Woo!
Man, they had me with Chris Mint. That's sharp.
The good folks at Fume have been supporters of the show for a long time. They've always been sending us the products, and it is fantastic. Look at it. If you got the video, bada bing, bada boom, pops right in the hand. Easy peasy. Got a little twisty if you're fidgeting. Fume is making giving up your bad habit way easier. Because you're not giving up the action itself, just the harmful consequences. Like he said, you got the hand, the mouth, the fidgeting, the whole thing. The device is even made with movable magnets and parts for fidgeting, so you can release any anxious energy. So start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/garbage and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving our listeners 10% off when they use the code garbage to help making the good habit that much easier. That's tryfume.com/garbage, code garbage. Do it.
Kip, this is True Classics.
True Classics.
Which I am a True Classics man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could squeeze into a 4X
sneaking in. You're sneaking in, baby.
Man, they feel great. They wash great. It is a dynamite.
You got a nice sweater, too.
Dynamite t-shirt over there, gang. Listen, if you're still wearing your high school t-shirts or whatever, screw up a little bit. Do yourself a favor. True Classics. Fit nice. Look real nice on big guys, I got to say.
They do. True Classic has ultra comfortable stretchy activewear. Is everything you need, made with stank-free moisture-wicking technology, so you won't smell like the big man over here. They'll take you from running on the treadmill, and they'll take you running out for beer. True Classic shirts are designed to accentuate your best features, no matter what your body type. Tighter arms and the chest, but the perfect amount of room in the midsection to cover that old beer belly.
It's crazy, man. That ain't just marketing. They really do.
Listen. I'm a Chubster McChubson, right? I've never claimed to not be. You put one of them on, you feel like an old linebacker.
Yeah.
Like the glory days.
This is not a True Classic. And
you look like a fat tub of shit.
There's a huge difference, man. When I have one of those on, when I put my arms on the table, I just...
You feel yoked.
Feel better.
You feel yoked up.
Yeah.
All right. The best part, True Classic sells those premium products and packs to help you save. Get started with a 2 or 3 pack today, and you'll feel the difference. You make the switch, you won't regret it. If you're ready to upgrade your closet, shop now with our exclusive link at trueclassic.com/garbage and save up to 25% on your first order. That's trueclassic.com/garbage to save 25% on your first order. Support the show and tell them we sent you. No matter how you move, make 2024 your most comfortable year yet with True Classic. Do it.
There you go.
Do you remember any of your AOL screen names or early email addresses?
I still have my Yahoo.
Nuh-uh.
And yeah. You use it?
In I mean, circuit? Like, you're going to get, hey, what's up? I'm Neil Brennan.
Hey,
up
everyone.
No, but I'm saying you would say, well, you wouldn't give that out.
It's linked to my, real
forwards.
One. Yeah.
Huh.
The funny thing about email addresses is they're so, like famous people's emails are basically just their name at Gmail.
I know. It really is. You
like,
get one of
almost
like,
everyone is just like their dot name. There was some mass email that went out.
The Illuminati's
going to
kill you.
Zip it, will you?
There was one that went out like 10 years ago or something. It was like a mass email from Funny or Die, and it was johnham@gmail.com.
Sure. That's
funny. And then someone made a hat that said johnmail@gmail.com. Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
So I don't have.
Any like.
I don't have any. I don't really remember. You guys were like, how old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay, so you
screen
were in
names
high school.
Were, yeah,
yeah, like that was
junior
huge.
High, yeah, yeah, elementary school through, yeah, so.
Grad school. You guys are old.
I forget how in the mix you were with all, like, how many sidekicks did you have? You must have been a sidekick, man.
I had at least one. I mean, I was a sidekick, let's face it. And B, I have one that I remember.
Yeah.
Like the
hot.
And a razor? You did a razor?
I had the first. I mean, I had a razor for a long time.
Did you ever have a pager?
I had it all. Let me explain something to you. I had everything.
FUBU sweatsuits, the whole nine yards.
Did you ever have any MP3 players that weren't iPods?
I had more than one. I remember when I had one that had, it could hold 105 songs, and you couldn't tell me shit.
I'm a goddamn radio station.
You couldn't tell me fucking, I didn't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I would pick up the phone, go fuck yourself.
I got 105
hang
songs.
I had the original iPod. I've had every iteration. Because the other thing is, I've never had a wife or kids, so
sure.
So I could
you have disposable
blow money
income.
On
yeah, yeah,
dumb
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
I like.
Is there any technology you're into now?
I had a massage chair. Can we end this again?
Let me
take my shirt out, shirt off. Say I had a massage chair, and then we all go home.
He magically has a tattoo on his bicep.
Somehow.
The hell.
Those chairs, they're better than you think. They're good.
They're better than you think once.
I'll give you that. I've only been in one in a green room, and I was like, this, we have to
I tried to get
one.
Him one for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and what happened? It didn't.
It was too heavy to get from
it's
there
not,
to here.
Yeah, it's like I had to get people to do. It's just
it's like moving a telephone booth.
Yeah.
No, it really is. Yeah. And it's.
It was about $5,000, too.
And also, women hate them. Like, if you have a massage chair in your house, it just it says nothing good about you.
That's a thing that, like, uncultured dudes think is cool. They're like, wait till she sees the massage
chair. When she sees my Scarface poster,
sure.
My massage chair, and my Super Bowl Shuffle poster.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's the panty dropper.
Huh, okay.
Okay, all right. You taking pics of your food? I can't remember if we asked you that last time. Will you take a little snap?
No, I don't even.
He was doing it heavy.
It's so
who?
You,
when
you were snapping pics of food recently?
Before, like
wait,
the,
wait, wait!
You like the sauce play?
Yeah, I was not.
Yes, Toby.
You like a drizzle?
I'm a food picture taker,
he
so I can't.
Doing
I can't.
It, not
I can't.
Me.
Hey, a nice dish. It's like art, guys. Come on,
trash.
Come on.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
The picture. I send it to, like, sometimes my mom. My mom loves a good dish, and I'll be like, Mom, we're an island.
That's a very good.
Look at this delicious thing we're eating on. And she enjoys that.
How do you feel about that, Mr. Brennan?
I'm thinking if I would. I just think it's. I think it's rude to hungry people.
Yeah.
That's
like,
every
that
time
looks
I,
so good. Oh, it's 1,500 miles away. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, everyone's starving, but fuck them. They'll never know about it.
I got whipped ricotta.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Huh. But go ahead and do it.
That's good for you.
Yeah, no.
This is one that's been on the show recently. Who was the most famous person you met before you started doing comedy? Like, was there somebody
before
as a
you
kid?
Were famous.
It might have been like a newscaster.
Got to be
local,
a Philly local.
A local something.
Or like someone. A good one. Mm-hmm. I'm so old. I met Michael Jordan.
No shit.
And. But this is how old I am. A little white girl mistook him for someone else.
No.
Which is like, and he was like, no, I'm Michael Jordan. She goes, are you Orlando Woolridge? Who was the guy who played for the Bulls? And he was like, no.
Was this like...
It was 1985.
Ain't you Mo Cheeks?
I mean, basically, yeah. And he was like, no, I'm Michael. I remember like the disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm Michael Jordan.
Wow.
So I'm pretty old.
That's probably the biggest one, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest celebrity I met. I mean, that's top five of my life.
Any local Philly celebrities back in the day? Jaworski, Jim Gardner.
I mean, this is a classic Brennan. Ready for a classic Brennan?
Please.
Classy. The owner of the Eagles lived across the street from us.
Oh. What?
I know. This guy, what was his name? Leonard Tose.
Yeah, there was like 40 of you in that house. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he lived across the street. He
Holy
had like a
shit.
But there again,
you
it
ever
was,
get tickets? You hook you up with tickets?
I think no. He was a weird dude, and he also sued a casino. For he got drunk, lost money, and then tried to sue them.
Being like, yeah.
Nice.
I respect the move. Yeah. Go down swinging,
them,
baby.
He sued them for being a casino, basically.
Hey, these guys gave me alcohol and took my money.
Yeah.
He was known for his lavish lifestyle, but he eventually lost it all due to gambling addiction and alcoholism.
And had to move across the street from the brand.
Man, this guy's awesome.
Yeah. That was actually the ruling in court. You have to move across the street from the Brennans. Good luck.
And are you a good speller, do you feel?
I'm decent, although I misspelled cannon last night.
Cannon?
Yeah.
C-A-N-N-O-N?
I did one N, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I looked it up. I can't remember the last time I asked. I think maybe too much pride for that.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever been the guy in the dunk tank?
I mean, literally?
Yeah.
Or on Twitter.
What the hell does that mean?
When people are dunking on you. I know it's basketball. Dunk tank? Huh? What? Metaphor. I only do one level of metaphor.
Hey, buddy, I don't even know what that is. We're a stinking move company.
Welcome
to the dunk tank.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
I think it would hurt my feelings so badly.
What, to be in there?
To get dunked? Warm water.
That guy's a celebrity in my home. If you were like, so-and-so's in a dunk tank, that's
it's
a goal
that moment where he comes up and he's like,
like the water's like freezing and dirty, they say.
Struggling and nipples and like hair in his face.
I've been in there as a kid at like our local fair. Put the fat kid in there always.
Yeah. Did they,
this guy plays both sides of the ball. Get him in there.
Did you volunteer? It was like...
Yeah, it was like
we
working.
Need one fat kid.
It wasn't a dunk tank. You just broke a diving board.
Yeah.
Somebody throw a ball at him real quick.
Yeah, that was a public pool, dumbass.
That's why my parents were so mad at me. Can't go back to the YMCA ever again.
Remember that time I was in that dunk tank and they're like, they don't have the heart to tell you?
Jesus.
That was the ocean, fatty.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Wildwood, New Jersey, dumbass.
Shout out to Wildwood, baby.
Have you had raisins in the last 365 days?
I put raisins in my salad. Whoa. Every day.
Gentlemen. I think the classy.
You're doing that at home?
Yeah, because they used to have raisins at Sweetgreen.
Mm-hmm.
Place you guys will never go.
Buddy, we order once a week.
Once a week.
They have pretzels on Friday.
But they used to have raisins. They discontinued it, so now I have to get my own raisins.
And you put them in there.
Yeah, and then I sprinkle them when I get home. And I also, while we're on the subject, CVS has a Dynamite Rewards program, and I get my raisins at CVS.
Man. Wait, you're buying discount raisins?
They're only discounted because I love a rewards program.
How many rewards programs do you think you're in?
The better question is, how many apps do you check for points every day? If you think I didn't already check my American,
your American today Airlines
for the flight last night, you got another thing coming. And I checked my Marriott for my hotel yesterday in Austin.
Okay,
it's maybe like OCD or autism. We'll see. And I just like the points.
Well, you go through. Because DXL, the fat guy store that I get my clothes at, they send me rewards things in email.
The fat guy warehouse. Go ahead.
Fat guy warehouse. Yeah.
Well, it's not a store.
Will you go through your emails and be like, oh, did they send me anything? Did they send me an online coupon?
There was a point where I did that for Old Navy. I mean, Old Navy, you could actually make a living.
You're shopping at Old Navy?
At one point. You saw the shirt I'm wearing. Yeah, I'm shopping at Old Navy.
I mean, Old Navy was hot for a minute.
Look at the label on this shirt.
It says Old Navy.
This is Lacoste is Old Navy. Amazon $3.
Yeah. Wait, Koofandy.
You're racist.
That's enough. It's COO Fandy.
One of those Amazon.
You're wearing drop shipping clothes, dude.
Basically, yeah.
Jeez. That guy's a warlord from Haiti.
Wait, yeah. Are you staying at the Ritz because it's a Marriott hotel and you still get points?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That is the trashiest way to going about staying at a classy hotel.
I'm walking in both big feet in both worlds. Clomp. 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 Clomp.
You're really something
else. I really am the best of both worlds.
Wow.
So your rewards points at CVS is just put in your phone number and you get the stuff back.
Yeah.
And
how often are you going to CVS? You make like your weekly?
How many raisins are you buying?
More than once a week.
And are you going like, oh, I can get this stuff at CVS. That'll bulk up my points?
Yeah.
Like paper
towels. I'm not going to buy that here when I can go to CVS
and get my
precious points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any Kohl's cash?
At one point I did. I returned something. I don't remember how I got it.
Okay.
It was some fucked up way though, but I had Kohl's cash for a little bit.
Are you a TJ Maxx, Marshalls kind of guy?
I absolutely am. In fact, I was in Milwaukee doing a commercial, directing a commercial. And I'm getting $1.25 a day per diem when I'm on the road.
You're taking $125 per diem, and you're going
per day.
And per day,
I'm there 4 or 5 days.
So we're talking $700.
It's a lot of raisins.
And then
you're going to lay that off at TJ Maxx.
I believe it was a TJ Maxx on a Sunday, and I got a parka because I forgot to bring a jacket. And it was It was a New Balance winter coat.
It was the only one they ever made.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And it cost $29.
Can you imagine being in a TJ Maxx in Milwaukee and see him rooting around in the clearance?
In fact, I'm about to drop dime on myself. I bought an iPad the other day to do a bid on the street that was a dud. Don't worry about it.
You'll never see it.
And when I get back to LA, I'm probably gonna return it either Friday or Saturday.
That I can respect.
Sure,
thank you.
I'll give you that.
That's an expensive piece of equipment.
I've worn clothes on TV that I then returned.
Really?
Yeah.
You're leaving the tags on them?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm keeping this fucking money.
You got your outfit picked out for tonight? You said you're doing a little TV tonight.
I'm doing
tonight.
Seth. I gotta figure it out. Thank
yeah, he's got a New Balance jacket, North Face sneakers, and North Face sneakers. Yeah,
no, I thought about it. I was thinking
and
about
an iPad.
Yeah, because you could do the show and return it before it airs. You can say, this is all, I'm returning this. This is consumer fraud. I have a
consumer
fraud story
fraud.
So
some
good.
Guy folding shirts.
I have a fraud story so good I can't tell it on the air. Patreon only.
Oh, man. Huh.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Dude.
I just imagine some guy folding clothes in a Marshall's looking up at the TV, seeing you wearing the shirt he's putting back, going, this son of a bitch.
This goes deeper than I thought.
Brennan. Brennan, he did it again.
What are you talking about? That's Hollywood memorabilia.
Yeah.
It's probably selling it on Facebook Marketplace.
Second guest on Seth Meyers on a Wednesday? Fucking.
That's a couple
that's
extra
top
bucks
dollar
right there.
Right there.
Jesus. Going back to the raisins, I am surprised, classy gentlemen such as yourself, you're not doing dried cranberries.
CVS doesn't sell them.
A.
Oh, dude, you are trash.
By the way, the code wasn't working at CVS for like
two. And you got a manager.
By the way, for the CVS brand of raisins, the code didn't work. So then I'd have to go up to Raisin Made or whatever the fuck, Sun Made. Mm-hmm. Which is a dollar I don't want to spend.
Sure.
And so I don't like craisin. I don't like cranberries, and I definitely don't like craisins.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't like the pun, and I also don't like I don't like the
guy's
pun.
Guy's a jokesmith at the end of the day. Comedy, he's a joke snob.
It offends me two different ways.
Sure.
I don't like the pun as a comedian, and I don't like the intermingling of the races.
Okay.
Cranberry and raisins don't belong together. Our fathers were right.
You're right.
Keep them separate.
But there are no raisins in there. It's just a catchy name.
Yeah, and craisins is low-hanging fruit. Come on.
I thought it was cranberries and raisins intermingling.
How the hell would they do that?
I don't know.
When you when you're at a restaurant, if you're at a restaurant,
yep.
And you have a drink, you have a soda, you have a water, or whatever, and you're done and you're leaving.
Tap. First of all, tap.
Okay. Will you put your dirty napkin in the glass? How do you find that? Do you think that's an acceptable thing to do, or is that a garbage thing to do?
I think it's garbage.
Think it's garbage.
I don't think I've ever waited tables, but it seems like just I'll do it. Seems like, no, let me help you, and I'm going to put the glass on the plate. And the thing. It's like everyone's got their own stacking system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They can figure it out.
All right. You're not a stacker either. Okay. That's good to know. That's pretty classy.
I'll put the knife and fork on the plate.
How
That's
do you put it?
As far as I'm willing to go.
You put it at 5 o'clock where it's supposed to be? Lined up together?
Because there's a signal that shows that you're done.
Crucifix. Next question.
Upside down.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
Do you currently own any $2 bills?
No.
Okay. When you're putting deodorant on, do you put your shirt on first and then the deodorant, or deodorant
with
then
this shirt?
Well, I mean, fucking
shirt.
I mean, you're very versatile today.
What do you think?
I don't know.
You're going
one shirt. You're going like a t-shirt.
I put it on. Well, it does streak though. If you don't pull it over right,
of course.
Oh, these guys, they came prepared. They got up their own podcast. It's not an accident, guys. I think I put it on before.
Okay.
And sometimes it backfires.
It does. Jammed up.
We didn't get to ask you this. I am sure a man of your stature now has a nice shower in his bathroom. Mm-hmm. But when you were banging with a regular tub shower, okay, you know, mm-hmm. what's a tub, turn the water on. Do you get into the shower in the front where the water's coming at you, or do you get in from the back?
And enter the water.
Well, I get away from the water. The issue is, have you guys ever fallen in the shower?
I've gotten very close.
Well, that's
very
the
recently.
Thing. And it's closer.
It will scare you more than a car crash.
Yes.
You go, you're,
for
you realize
a day.
How close you are to yeah. going, that could have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like how awful your dick would have looked
when
they found you.
Bad.
Brutal.
Bad.
Brutal. Get a cutaway yourself.
He's got a Mondo hog, so he's all right.
Is
he's
that
got
true?
A nice piece.
Doing all
great.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
How do you think your life would be different if you didn't?
So he got the job. What do you mean?
Compared to my girlfriend's, how has it affected your life?
Firmer handshakes, for sure.
Okay, great.
General confidence.
On eye contact.
Yeah.
That explains it. All right. That explains why he's, you know, yeah. he got his own camera for himself.
Sure.
I think I should probably have my own camera.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Big Dick Producer.
Whatever you need.
I had a big hog and I've been doing stand-up
Just
for a
while. Just don't take your dick out.
My dick's so bad they blur me on the camera on the show.
That's funny.
Whew, that's my second bomb of the week.
Fuck.
The week.
In a week?
Kevin, let's talk about Mando.
What up, Mando?
Let's talk about whole body deodorant. I'm a big, big advocate for that deodorant needs to go in other places. Well, somebody should invent something where you're not putting speed stick underneath
your taint,
your grundle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mando's got you covered, gang. Warm weather means you're going to be sweating below the belt. Don't let a funky crotch ruin a good time if you know what we mean.
Uh-huh.
Mando's whole body deodorant is clinically proven to control your nasty odor for 72 hours. No need to shower, baby. That's 3 days right there. You're saving time. You're saving money.
It's better for the environment.
It works for your pits, for your privates, for your feet, wherever you have odor, and I got it everywhere.
Yeah, I've been using it on when we have longer flights, because you get fresh, it gets hot down there.
I've noticed that.
There's not, what the hell are you doing down there? Jeez,
when you're sleeping.
Sniffing my undies?
Take a little sniff.
Just because, you know, I'm a bigger guy, I'm in a seat, everything's crammed in, it's hot, there's not a lot of airflow. You're
disgusting.
Stop it. You got to keep it fresh down there. Baking soda free, paraben free. I'm sorry, I don't know. A pH balance.
Paraben's no good for you.
Yeah, so it's paraben free.
Nice.
pH balance for safe use below the belt. You can head into spring and beat the heat. Here we go. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes to a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
Ooh.
We've got a discount code to help you get hooked on our favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off the starter pack with our exclusive code. That's over 40% off your starter pack. Use code garbage at shopmando.com. Shopmando, shopmando.com. It's time to smell better naked. Your partner will thank you. K-Butts.
Let's go.
If you're over someone's house and you're going to the bathroom, it would be weird if you made it a habit, but
wait,
have you ever.
Did he answer how he got in the shower?
I get far away.
We got off on that dick talk.
Far away.
Which I was.
That dick talk.
I was in a hotel yesterday morning. And this is the first time I saw this. The knob was on the back.
What do you mean?
The turn on was on the back.
Ooh,
so
that's
you didn't
nice.
Have to do it in the front.
The back of what?
The back shower. Of the shower. So you walk in, let's say the shower head's on your right, the knob's on the left-hand side.
That's real nice.
So you turn
was it,
it
confusing?
On. It was the first time I've ever seen it, which made me reiterate, I think you should be entering from the back.
He thought it was the light.
Well,
no,
but no
Ritz,
but,
the,
but if you're staying in a nice enough hotel, it's the
this was a Courtyard Marriott next to the airport, so it was pretty good.
Don't worry about it.
It could. I would assume that was probably the
first
only
of all,
room that had that.
You only get like 800 points at a Courtyard.
Well,
how,
does it
me.
Bother you as much as you know we travel that we don't have we don't have a hotel?
Well, you just
we have no rewards program.
You're just better off with it. Like, just become a part of a membership. There's no downside.
Bonvoy? I'm in
yeah.
that. Yeah, I'm in that.
I've never given, in all the hotels we've stayed at, it's never been the same company. We're all over the road. For the longest time, what was cheapest?
I thought we used points to stay at the Forts.
We used Amex
points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amex.
Gentlemen.
Good for you.
Are you not an Amex man?
No, only since the 90s.
I was going to say, he's probably a Discover man. Who knows with this guy?
We got a diner's club.
Yeah, well, it depends on what for.
If I'm buying my craisins.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if you eat them, but I know you have them, sure, in your life. The English muffin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's two sides to an English muffin. What is the better one? The bottom or the top?
This is like a montage of a guy doing too many podcasts and then cut to you like, I don't know, but the English muffin, and just cut to me like,
It is. We are a character, a cartoon of ourselves.
In a montage of too many podcasts.
You know what
muffin?
I'm saying.
Yeah. What's the
question? The top part that's smaller but gets a little crispier.
Oh,
the
this
outside.
Is a, you guys
then
are
the flat
fucking,
part.
That's a good, it's
same
a
with
good
the
observation.
Bagel.
No, bagel's even
bagel
Steven.
Bagel is even Steven.
No, there's a bottom of a bagel.
When you get a Lenders like you that's frozen, yeah, sure, it's different. You always go with the bottom. I'm aware of that. But he probably gets nice bagels.
I'm not a breakfast person. And
that's crazy.
So,
there's no reward system.
Well, no, unfortunately, a lot of them have a free breakfast. A lot of places
do. The hotels.
And I emailed one recently, how much would you charge me if I didn't want breakfast? I'm a real dirtbag.
What?
Is what I'm trying to, I don't want to pay for a free breakfast when I'm, I don't, if I'm in a foreign country I don't want to eat breakfast at the hotel. I want to be hungry to eat.
What was their response?
The local. They took like $1,100. They took like a good amount of money off of it.
What? So, it worked?
Yeah. So.
Man, you must have good phone voice or something.
No, it's email. You know what I did though in the emails? I was like, hearing great things about your hotel. I was like,
man, you're a dirtbag.
You're doing this yourself? You don't have your assistant doing that or something?
I'm American Psycho, but for rewards programs.
Man.
I'm Patrick Bateman. You understand?
How much you charge me for no towels? I don't want any towels in the room.
I don't use that much light.
I sleep.
I'm a candle man.
I stay in the parking lot.
I'll cut you a deal. Here you go. Yeah.
Let me just use the restroom.
I'm part of the Hertz Rewards program. I try to not. I don't want to pay for shit I'm not going to use.
Are you renting cars when you go places?
No.
Never.
No.
Just like taking cars.
I'll Uber. Yeah.
Okay.
Even when you go, like, if you go to like another country, you're Uber. You're taking.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to rent because I don't want to kill someone.
Sure.
To save $80.
All right.
Huh.
Back to the English muffin.
Oh, which side is the best?
Mm-hmm.
The fat side.
The chubbier side.
Yeah.
So the top.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the right answer.
It's like your closer versus like your favorite joke.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's very well put.
It's the bottom's
like,
okay.
Yeah, it's I like that. It doesn't do as well. Mm-hmm. The bottom's the closer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
And on the English muffin tip, how do you split your English muffin? What utensil are you using? If you get like a Thomas's, you have to split it yourself.
You don't want the regular butter knife, and you don't want any sort of actual knife. You want like the soft. You want that knife. I guess it's the one that's got like a.
Sure, like, the
you
oval.
Know what I mean? Yeah, the ovaly. Mm-hmm.
The butter spoon.
The butter spoon.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I don't think so. It is. A knife would never be called a spoon.
The classy way to do it is with a fork.
Is that true?
You pry it open so it doesn't flatten out
like
all the
clams.
Little.
Clams.
Exactly. So it doesn't flatten out all the spots so it keeps all the crags and stuff for the crispy.
The nooks and crannies.
I would argue, and what we do with the Foley household, and obviously we're only talking about.
Still in the sleeve?
I already know you're wrong.
We're only talking about Thomas's here because there really is no substitute. You break it with your hands. And that way there's more uneven ends that get nice and crispy.
What about the junk at the bottom of the toaster oven?
Scrape that on and put it on there.
Well, that's what this is another one of my point system. I got solar energy at my house.
Really?
Yeah.
This dude's off the grid.
Heavy installation. Like a lot of good, like money. It costs real money to get it, to buy the
things. Did you do the panels or the
I did
TV?
The panel and the battery.
Is it the Elon Musk?
Yeah, it's the Elon Musk
No
one.
Shit, you have those Here's tiles? They're guaranteed for life, I think.
Wow. Rewards program.
I mean, but so now I know what it costs up front, so I'm trying to get my money back. So basically,
you're like trying to beat the bars.
Yeah. Basically, so from basically 8 a.m. to about 6:30 p.m., I'm getting
cash.
Energy, right? It saves in the battery. And then once the batteries fall, I sell it back to the city.
Back on the grid.
So if you're wondering, did you check today already?
You already checked what you
and
made
it's
today.
8 a.m.
And
I already checked. I'm sick.
You sell it back to the city.
That's normal. They buy it back.
They buy it back.
What you make, if you don't store it in a battery, goes just back into the grid.
Yeah.
And they just give you credit.
So you get. I'm gonna make. I'm on track, I believe, to sell back 2,500
of
electricity
this year.
This year, yeah, per year. So. And then it's gonna take a while, but I'm getting this fucking money.
I picture you walking around your house at night with night vision goggles on to save a couple of bucks.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because what I didn't know is toaster ovens take a lot of energy.
How did you find that out?
Because I'll
you're heat, running scenarios.
Because he's crazy.
Because I'll take my leftovers, I'll heat them up in the
toaster oven.
In the toaster oven.
Well, they're not insulated.
And then I'll
be
like, why is the battery? Why is this taking? 2.1
Wait, so hold on. Let me just get this. So you put this in, you'll put it in, and then you pull your app out? Is it
just,
live?
I'll probably have it out anyway. So just because I got nothing, because I have OCD. Or something. Something's for the
you
gotta
matter. You got to pick up golf or something.
I'm a real
driving
trouble guy.
Range.
This is a cry for help. And so, yeah, but.
I respect it.
No, you got to.
Like, well, you're testing.
Yeah, no, you can make fun of me, but you'll respect that.
You're testing whether the toaster oven or the microwave uses more.
I'm not going to stop using it. I just surprise me how much energy.
It's using
like
it
at
less.
Like washer and dryer level.
Dude, you're fucking crazy.
Crazy.
I find it fascinating. I think it's great. Are you driving a Tesla?
Yeah.
Is that not a huge power suck on your solar?
No, because I can charge it during the day when I'm getting. But I've considered it because there also is a thing. I have free charging on my Tesla, so I could go to a charging station.
How'd you get free charging?
Because I got it 6 years ago.
With that solar energy, do they charge? Do you get a monthly bill too, or you just pay that stuff up front?
Yeah, but they
and you're
basically, once you're selling it back, the bill becomes like nothing.
Wow.
Like the bill's like $10 or something.
Can we have a number of the installation, what the upfront costs were?
I think it was $25,000.
Okay, that's not
that doesn't
crazy.
Seem crazy for a lifetime. I mean,
for
like
your whole house
for like a lifetime.
All right, then it was 40.
And this guy's Hollywood.
I was trying to be regular.
It was 42.
All right, it was 40. It's Sebastian's joke about the two prices: the one that it costs and the one you tell your dad it costs.
Sure, yeah.
That's
funny.
Basically what I just did with you guys. I think it was 40.
I love it.
I mean, what a did not know any of that.
Yeah. I feel like we just
so now.
Dug
will you, hold on. Yeah, will you? Have you ever in the past? Now that you're making it habitual,
I'm just not going to get ripped off. That's my thing.
I get that.
Remember, I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
You've made that quite clear.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. Mm-hmm. I refuse.
So, have you decided to at some point to not? Even if it was once to not use the toaster?
No. Okay. I'm not insane.
All right. Yeah.
But I've had to like make some like, all right, well, should I go to the free charging thing? And then I get into like what's worse for the environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if I take my solar, put it in the car, then it's all solar and none of it's carbon-based electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sorry. I don't know if we asked you this last time. Who's cutting your hair? Are you going to get you done yourself?
Well, if you're wondering about the R&B.
Who's giving you a haircut?
$40, $39 plus tip.
Okay.
For shorties in LA. Okay. Not like I don't go to a party. I was thinking about this either. I'm not going to go to a party. You get nothing.
I thought there might be a chance you do it yourself.
I mean, did I during COVID and get a perverse kick out of it? Yeah. Yeah, I did because I love the savings.
Is there like a punch card at Sporties or what's it called?
Shorties? Yeah.
Is there a punch card?
No.
Do you have any punch cards?
For the place I get my dog washed? Of course I do.
Okay.
And I believe I'm up to 4.
Last week. You got to get that free wash.
I have. Is it in my wallet? Uh-huh. You're fucking right. It's in my wallet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some would say you're meticulous. Right?
Obsessive.
Cheap as fuck.
Is he though?
Yeah, I'm not about certain. I'm staying at the Ritz, but I want my points. I'll give him the money. Give him my points.
I feel like they're paying you to stay there.
So, well,
after all the rewards.
After all this fucking like very expensive promo I'm doing here. Very lucrative. Hey,
see, but now he's
guys,
going
I'm
to the glasses on the shirt.
I'm wiping with my shirt. I'm real regular.
He's trying to show he's a man of the people.
I'm just a regular guy.
And are those expensive
These
glasses?
These were expensive to the point where
they have a
I'm
tint.
Pissed at how expensive they were.
What is
These were, a thing
grand.
Happened, a thing happened where I was in the store. I'm like, you know, they recognize, Then they tell me how much it's going to be with lenses, and I got tight.
Did you get the eye exam, too?
No, but with lenses are the expensive part, which I always forget. It's like ink mm-hmm. with printers. Like, so they ended up being...
That's how they get you.
What I think they were $1,500.
Okay. I don't know.
They might have been $24.
If that doesn't shock you guys,
yeah, I don't. If you guys can take 15,
if you can swallow, if you can swallow 24, they were 24.
That's the tip. The tip. Let me just stick the tip in. That's 1500, and I think they were 2400. And I hate that they were $2,400
mm-hmm.
because
good,
I'd rather get. Yeah, they look alright.
What's the like, technology though? Why do they have the tint?
I think it's just they do the
blue
the,
light or so.
The
transition.
Transition. There you go.
Wait, you have transition? They turn into sunglasses?
Yeah, bro.
Ooh. Kid's good.
Yikes. Yeah. The trash.
And you keep that in your wallet.
$2,500. Yeah.
What kind of wallet? You got a name brand wallet?
No. I got this from I got this
it's a CVS
off Amazon and no points and a fucking
now
waste.
Will you do something not this I don't I would I hope not like what's that your
this
CVS card
CVS
don't go showing your number dude they're gonna be reaping all your free raises
75 million
my,
points on
my
that
fur
thing.
Town where my dog gets cleaned.
And he does
we
have
got
four stands.
Five. I got five.
Oh.
How many more do you need?
I forgot to get one last time.
Will you go and
I might
say,
go back
hey,
and go, hey, look, not, is the manager around?
It's me, famous comedian and television producer Neil Brennan.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm about that life, guys.
Now, yeah. Will you do anything... I would hope it's not this, but in the world of, like, going to listen to a timeshare sales pitch for a free vacation.
Oh, great question.
No.
Did I, did, in the year?
No. Man, this guy
stinks. No way, there's no way.
This guy stinks.
Thank you so much for asking. Did I go to a timeshare not really knowing what it was? I was, like, 26.
Mm-hmm.
I go... to a place at like a Florida golf thing. This is back when I golfed. And I was on the high school team and I caddied. I think we talked about this last time. I caddied. There was a timeshare thing at this place, but you could go, it was cheap to stay at one of their like villas or mm-hmm. townhouse or whatever. And I do the one compulsory thing and on the tour, it's me and probably five or six other people. And the guy goes, is there any reason besides money why you wouldn't want to put some...
buy today.
To buy
Let's
today.
Let's close you.
And I said, is there any reason besides money why you would want me to buy today?
Mm-hmm.
Heckling the guy during
sure.
the thing. He's pissed. It ends... We go back to our villa. We've done the one compulsory thing.
That you have to do.
Then they start calling us on their landline. Finally, we take the phone off the hook. And then they start.
They don't know that salesman met his boss. Like, yeah. The final boss of cheapness.
Buddy,
he
buddy.
He was going up against the cheapest man
buddy,
in the world.
I live for this.
Finish
then
him.
They start banging on the door.
Play dead.
Yeah, for us to go on another seminar. And we, needless to say, they didn't get the sale.
Really?
But I'm a nightmare, is what I'm trying to say.
Jesus.
I feel like I'm like, this is like worse than you guys wanted for this show. Like, this is
like, supposed to be lighthearted.
Like, yeah, it's supposed to be like, this
it's not
is
about
not
mental
fun.
Illness.
Yeah, Jesus.
Holy
no,
shit.
I'm just shocked. I
respect it.
I
you
do.
Gotta.
I wish I wish I had a fraction of that. I'm an idiot when it comes to money. I never get any type of rebates or anything like that.
Good news, my house is a fucking money pit. If that helps, if that makes you feel any better. I paid way too much.
Okay.
I have to redo almost everything.
Huh.
Roof done. 40 if you can take it.
You got to get the roof before you get the solar.
Yeah, but I got.
That's how to get you.
I got two inspectors.
You're not going to put a 20-year solar system on top of a roof.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But you did, and now you have
I
to
used
take
to sell
that
solar energy.
You got
to
take that stuff up to put the roof
I got,
on.
No, yeah. So I got two inspectors before I bought the house. The inspectors are total fucking liars. They mm-hmm. just wanted to give you the thumbs up. I got 10 grand credit for them. I was going to need a new roof eventually. Eventually, it was like 6 months later. And then I'm replacing all the windows. There were termites. Just fucking nightmare shit.
I have one. I bought a house in the suburbs recently, and they had taken... If you moved out today, would you take your microwave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take everything.
It's me.
It's but it's different.
I wouldn't take the fridge.
It's... I thought I was saying
you can take the toaster. That thing's an energy suck.
Keep
good
it.
Good luck with that.
No, yeah, no, keep it. No, she's a good one. She's a good one.
I thought the thing in California was you do take your fridge.
My fridge was no. That hasn't been my experience. The house I bought, the fridge was there. And by the way, it's not flush. which I'm so dumb I didn't even notice.
Sticks out?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Come on.
Yikes.
I mean,
You're upset. I mean, it's upsetting.
Man, you this guy's exhausted.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't last in here for a
no,
fucking hour.
No, dude, no way. I thought I was crazy. You're top tier.
A lot of words pop
I heard
my
a
head.
Great one, a cheapness story. Mm-hmm. So there's a thing, if you're an
this
athlete,
is gonna be his, like, holy
this
grail.
Is like who I look up to. A lot of people love Giannis Antetokounmpo for his basketball and his story of perseverance in the face of, you know, he's an immigrant, et cetera,
sure,
et cetera. There's a thing for Nike athletes called Nike Elite, where they get, depending on who it is, $100,000 worth of credit every year
to the store,
to Nike, to get for their friends and family. And I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo if he does it, and he said no, because I don't want to be taxed on that $100,000. He also steals water from the Bucks facility and brings it home in a Bucks bag.
That's your hero.
That's my Giannis Antetokounmpo. But not for, I've never even seen him play basketball.
That guy's hell of a
his
thief.
Cheapness is what does it for me.
You're an athlete? What?
I mean, you were big, but I didn't know.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. It's fascinating. Yeah.
Fascinating.
You're a
stuff.
Fascinating guy, Mr. Brown.
And I'll blow, but I'll blow it on food or whatever. Like, I don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, of
course. Or like nice vacations. I'll buy, fly business. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, it's just, I don't like feeling, I won't buy expensive clothes. Just certain shit I don't care about.
Sure.
I just am like, you're not going to rip me off with a $400 shirt. Mm-hmm. I would just feel like a
sucker. I don't
sucker.
Need the sleeves. Just, yeah. give me the center part.
Yeah. Like, I'm just never going to do that.
Uh-huh. I mean, I respect it. I think it's a little bit of a mental illness, but it's pretty, it's respectable.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's one of the respectable ones.
Checking the toaster oven after
for
you
power,
use it.
Look, it is a crazy person thing to do, but I didn't adjust my behavior. I just noticed that.
If that toaster oven breaks, are you going to replace it? What's an air fryer? Probably worse.
I don't know. I don't even want to know.
I don't know, but don't try to get a tuna melt at the Brennan's house. I'll tell you that.
We don't got tuna melt energy.
Shit,
you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I think you still can walk in both worlds, but
yeah,
you got to. It used to be 1 foot and 1 foot. Now it's
the shoes are a little muddier now.
Yeah.
Which I think they're for Marshalls,
and they're mismatched.
Gang, the special is crazy good. It is out on Netflix right now. Do yourself a favor. One of the greats.
It's one of my favorite people
genuinely.
Of all time.
One
yeah,
of the greats.
Genuinely.
Thanks, boys.
Check out the special.
Fucking hilarious podcast.
Thank we love you. You so much. Anything else you want the folks out there to know other than checking
no,
out
No, I got
the,
a podcast blocks.
Of
good.
Course.
And then I got my Netflix. This is
yeah.
So enjoy.
The man. Kippy, what do you got for him?
Guys, our tour starts next week. We're in Nashville, which is sold out. Charlotte, which is sold out. Tampa and Atlanta still have tickets. Get them at rugarbage.com.
Gang, we love you. Crazy good. Neil Brennan, Netflix. See you next week.
Peace.